From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Tension prevails in Belgium during the third day of lockdown. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in five more arrests, bringing the total to 21, as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels' subway system and its schools are closed today as wary residents face a third day of a lockdown. European Union Commission President Donald Tusk.
I deeply believe that terrorists will not intimidate us, and because in fact, freedom and solidarity is much stronger than fear and violence. It's also our political obligation to be together against this dramatic challenge, maybe the biggest one in our task.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Bamako that killed 19 people. A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord that was signed back in June. An Israeli army said a Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank today, killing one of them before being shot dead. The incident has prompted new security measures announced by Israel's prime minister. The killing follows a separate attack earlier in the day when Israeli police shot dead a Palestinian teenager and wounded a second teenage girl Monday in Jerusalem after they stabbed a man with scissors. Now, the victim in that attack was a 70-year-old Palestinian the teens apparently mistook for an Israeli. This is VOA.